Well, a lot of people are planning to turn up tomorrow in support of the refugees who've been arriving on the Kent coast, most of them who've been displaced from the Middle East by British-made bombs, by climate change, by economic sanctions from the West, and obviously are in quite a desperate situation. And we're planning an event in solidarity with those refugees, in order to show some support from the local people of Kent. And there are some serious fascist groups which have shown their intentions to turn up. So people like Britain First, people like the National Front, and some spin-off groups from the British Union of Fascists. This is something that really can't be allowed on our streets. But of course, we're concerned about those things. We take security very seriously, and we take the safety of the people that turn up at these demonstrations really seriously as well. So we'll be stewarding a lot on the day, and we have a very close eye on what the fascists are doing at all times. We're planning to have a demonstration in the Market Square in Dover. So as it stands, the fascist groups will be marching down the seafront, or that's their stated intention, and the police will deal with that as how they see fit. For us, we will be holding our ground in the Market Square, but we will keep an eye on those fascists and make sure they don't enter the area. I would encourage people to think about our role as British people in the displacement of other human beings, and I would encourage them to think with more human empathy towards these people, and maybe not consider them as the threat just based on the colour of their skin and where they come from. So we've got a broad range of people coming along, so I think it should be a really broad community event. There's lots of local people involved. It should be very colourful. We encourage people to bring banners once they get to the event. We're going to have sidewalk chalk for people to write their messages on the street with. We've got giant mock postcards for people to write supportive messages on, and all under social distancing precautions as well. When fascists come to our town, they're doing so in order to scare people, and they're doing so in order to shut down the free speech of people who have got positive thoughts towards refugees, and to scare them from expressing those thoughts. And it's incredibly important that we make a stand against that and make sure people's speech is heard on this issue. So I encourage as many local people that want to come.